Carol Carman, and I'd like to welcome you to an occasional series of podcasts from Grunty Fennery, home of all things Grunty Fen. In a few moments, we'll be hearing an episode of Dennis in which our hero talks to Mr. South about Easter traditions. But first, Mr. South himself waxes lyrical about some of his previous Easter visits to Grunty Fen.
Hello, my dear friends of the Fen. May I begin by thanking you for your continued and quite inexplicable interest in events at Grunty Fen. This is a lovely time of year at Grunty Fen. It's a time of year when, the old Adam stirs in the young people, the young men of the village, the unmarried young men, as a sign of the stimulating, you know what I mean. They turn down the tops of their Wellington boots. This is a sign of readiness. And the young maids at that time, the maidens of the village, they decorate their buckets in a way which is totally traditional. They pick pretty poses for their buckets.
Now, let's hear that episode from 1991, all about Easter traditions. Take it away, Dennis.
Let that wind come off the fiend, that'll blow you off your bike.
Thank you, Dennis. Thanks very much indeed. May I begin by wishing you a very happy Easter. Tell me, do you have any traditional Easter customs here at Grunty Fen? What was competitive Easter chimney sweeping?
I was up council houses, you see, because
They've
all got the oiled fire central heat now, and so there ain't so much sweeping needed, really, but the men used to take great pride in the chimneys, you know. Mm. Oh, mistress, they used to draw beautiful.
Where did the competition come into it, though?
Well, see, they all used to sweep them together at Easter, you see.
Oh.
Yeah, great pride in being the first man to get his brush right up and sticking out the top of the house, you know.
Really?
Oh, yes, they were very highly organised up in council houses.
How did it work, this competitive chimney sweeping?
Well, that was well organised, myself. Each man used to stand at his own front gate with his brushes under one arm and his rods under the other. And then they'd say, on your marks, and they'd crouch down in that sort of starting position. And then they'd say, go. And they went charging up the front paths and into those parlours, and they started shoving rods up the chimney, myself. Oh, that was exciting. And the judges, they all used to stand out in the road looking up. And all the kids, they all stood there with great expectancy on their little faces, looking up there towards the sky and amongst the clouds. And then there was the first one what come up out of his stack, you know, myself, he were the winner. Let that wind come off the fiend, that'll blow you off your bike.